KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KC4SKD. Please check in slightly out of turn. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative.
4SKD. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 to you, everybody on the net.
KC4 KK4SKD. The blue reads 2 meters in. We got KK4DMW Rick. KK4ONO Lorena. KM4MQ Michelle. W4DJW Dave. K4XB Tommy. KB2BYQ Dave. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Good group there. Let's try another Alpha through Delta. A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KC4SKD. And the next group, Echo through Hotel, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight, Larry. Thanks.
Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge Team Internet, recognizing KC4FHJG. And we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. And while I'm at it, I want to thank Dave for calling the net for me the other week when I was coughing so bad I couldn't hardly talk at all. But, yeah, I appreciate Dave stepping up and helping me out with that. Okay, let's move along. Next group, Echo through Hotel, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD. Through Hotel, E through H, call KC4SKD. We're moving along to the next group, India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KC4SKD.
SKD. Glad you're feeling better. Please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4SKD. Thank you for being in the saddle again tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Please check in Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. That's Matthew, Northern Pickens County. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling in.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KE6KEN, Ken, KK4JBQ, Larry, KC4MFK, Donna, WW4JET, Matthew. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Hope y'all are having a good evening. One more call, I through L. India through Lee. Call KC4SKD. Next group, Mike through Papa, M through P. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD.
Net control. Good evening, everyone. Please check in Kilo, Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. That's KG4MEK. It's Wayne, and I'm in Piedmont, South Carolina.
R4SKD, Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KG4MUK Wayne in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight. Anybody else, Mike through Papa, call KC4SKD. To the next group, Quebec through Tango. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Please check in N0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative negative.
4SKD. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor. This is Nick, and I'll be negative and negative.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've got M0TR Tom, KO4QLG Chris, KQ4QHB Nick, and we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Quebec 2 Tango, G through T, call KC4SKD. Sending it up to the entire alphabetical group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James in the Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO James. Thank you, James, for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call KC4SKD. Anybody listed for RACTU, I don't see anybody else on EchoLink. Yeah, I'll do a refresh on the pre-net check-in, and nobody else, no other calls popped up there either. So we'll call again, Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. Might want to make a comment I might have missed or decided they changed your mind about RACTU. Call KC4SKD.
KD, KK4, JPQ.
KC4SKD.
Sounded like I'd better pop up here or I'd let you get away before saying we're all grateful that you chose to be in net control, that you are here tonight. It'd otherwise be silent on both sides of the microphone. So, I just wanted to say that. I will say it's been a fine day here. Very quiet. I don't know. I'm a little shaky about things being too quiet. But maybe it's the radio on today. Now, does that sound like maybe a good thing or a bad thing to you? KK4JBQ.
Williams, depends on what angle you look at it from. But anyway, it's been a good day here. Of course, I had to work a full day, and then my dad came over for a while. And I always try to stop and make time for him, because he's 83 years old, and I definitely want to cherish every moment while he's here, because we don't know how long he's going to be here. Something to think about, but we always enjoy his visit. He's helped me work on the car a good bit, too, which is really great, and that's taking up most of my spare time is working on our 98 RAV4, which I'm desperately trying to get back together and do it in such a good way that I don't mess up anything and it runs fine when I get it done.
That's interesting. I have a RAV4 myself. It's 2011. They hold up. And those cars, generally that brand, It's not how old they are, but how many miles. They really do build a good vehicle. I'm proud to have mine, and I'm sure you feel the same way. I've followed some of your... It didn't strike me... My memory doesn't tell me that it was a RAV you were working on before. Maybe you got that one all wrapped up, and you went up to this one. What can you tell me?
What I need to do is go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net, if that's all right with you. KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RACTU, which we've already begun, but that's okay. And we'll stop for periodic check-ins in between RACTUers. But Larry, we've got three Toyotas, the 98 RAV4, which has 250,000 miles. It's four-wheel drive, automatic transmission. And it is absolutely my favorite of the three. It's just lightweight, easy to see out of, easy to get around in, and it's got my two-meter radio in it, which explains why people don't hear me when I leave work and head home every day. But, yeah, it blew the head gasket and found out what happened was the head bolt stretched on it. And that's what happened. But while I've got it apart, I'm going through and doing other things that the garage may not do. I'm replacing the new water pump, resealing the oil pump, checking every wire, every cable, every sensor, everything I can check while it's in pieces.
My goodness. Gracious me. KC4SKD, KK4JBQ, and the 2 meter, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, let's be specific about that. Well, you know, that goes for a lot of things. While you have it apart, get yourself all the special lubricants that you might need, all of the gaskets you might need, and just, you know, come out of it doing the very best bang up job you can. It's worth it. That vehicle is worth it. And, oh, by the way, I don't drive mine that much. I'm about 10 years younger than your dad. I shouldn't have to qualify that, should I? But anyhow, I don't put a great many miles on the car. I think I have about 210 210,000 miles less on mine. So, boy, I'm telling you, you've gotten a very good service, I'll put it that way. And I haven't pressed mine at all. But it's good to hear that you're a very satisfied customer. And there's a program on one of the local radio stations. I think, I can't remember the day. Maybe it's Saturday. And the radio station is here, but the program originates in Texas, as I understand. And it's very good for automobile enthusiasts, especially those who are in the market or interested in vehicles, just generally speaking, how they service, why they service us so well or not so well. I listen for those little juicy pieces. And this past Saturday, I believe, I heard one of the juiciest pieces of praise I have ever heard for not only the brand, the make of our automobile, but also the model. Now, I will add that in the same program, I understand now that Toyota makes a hybrid RAV4, and it is one excellent vehicle, according to the expert who's been in, you know, he's sold cars and been after this for, you know, 25, 30 years, so I listen up when I hear somebody talk with that kind of experience. And my wife drives a Prius, a hybrid, so I'm kind of aware of the very large spread. She gets about 52 miles per gallon of go fuel, and I get, maybe 30 miles per less. So it's worthwhile in the years coming that you might consider all of the same vehicle, but with a different drivetrain, just for the economy and perhaps how rare gasoline might get. I don't know. She's terribly pleased with her car. It's her second Prius. And she runs them until the batteries run out. KK4JBQ.
You need
have we reached 2 meter yet? That's a great story. I plan on running these until we can't get parts for them or something serious wrong. But I've also got we have a 4Runner, and I got a Toyota Tacoma. And I knew when something happened, when I started on this RAV project, I could feel it coming that I was going to have something wrong with one of the other vehicles. And lo and behold, the check engine light on my Tacoma came on. And I took the laptop and put it to it and found out I'm getting no voltage from one of the oxygen sensors. So I just went ahead and ordered 2 new oxygen sensors, because that's the regularly scheduled part to change on the Tacoma. And then the 4Runner had a coolant leak, so I had to stop and fix that too. And I told my wife, I said, I said, that's the way things go. But back to you, Larry, KC4SKD.
Gotta say, is your family is lucky to have a mechanic in residence. I used to work on cars. I used to love doing it. I oftentimes came into a place where my lack of knowledge about the individual vehicle or about the whole concept, let's say, of maybe air conditioning, would fail me. But I still drive it. Windows all rolled down, But there's some things, and I, at the time I was driving a Fiat, one of their sportier cars. Now, not because I really desired to, but I got that car for $500. When all I had in the world was $523, and I just had to have a car. I honestly sat down with my boss about why I was being late. This is unlike me, that kind of thing. So we had a long talk that day. It was kind of unreasonable for me to try to walk back and forth to work. But I tried it because I this was a long time ago. But still, I had no other answer for myself. All alone, I wasn't in my hometown, I was, far flung, and didn't think I had a resource and support, But I did, unknowingly, I did, and that's pleasant, but not something we should discuss here, I guess. But anyhow, when I was working again and bringing in a steady paycheck, it seemed that every time I had to go to the dealer who used to carry Fiat. Fiat was, for a very long time, not being sold in this country. I'm not sure that's true anymore, but there was a large gap there. So this was the former dealer. And they still had arrangements with Italy and could get the parts. And they were like, not gold-plated, but gold parts. Matter of fact, I had a regulator cam in my fuel system, a regulator. And I had seen it there. It was just worn to the point where it was not doing its job, right? And they ordered a new one. I was a jeweler at the time, and I was casting gold parts of all kinds for jewelry. And he told me the price of this little cam, and it was easy to get to. It's right there. This was a carbureted vehicle. It was right there. And I says to him, and it just slipped my mind to be courteous at all. I says to him, I could make that in gold, and it would be less costly for me. Now, this was back when gold was $35 an ounce back in that day. This was going to be about 2 ounces worth of gold, and my skills at fashioning a gold part Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? KK4JBQ.
Yeah, thank you for the comments, Larry. We may talk about that some more a little bit later. I see there's a couple Echo Link stations here I got to recognize. Yeah, appreciate your comments. KC4SKD and the Blue Ridge Team Internet calling for Echo Link stations only. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Larry, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Larry, to yourself and the net. No traffic and no rag queue.
Larry, please check in. Kilo Os 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Recognizing the stations by Echo Link, and that would be KA4PQA, Stephen. KL4WTQ Greg, and we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Let's go back to the RF portion. Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. I need to recognize KG4AHS, that's my wife Rhonda, N9TEC, my brother Randall, KF4GGF, that's my brother Charlie. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. Terry, KK4JBQ, call KC4SKD.
KD, KK4JBQ, I'm here till the end. that's every time I turn the radio on. It's a great deal of enjoyment for me. I just have to say that to anybody that's out there that's listening on a scanner or perhaps on a radio you don't have a license for yet, please consider the time that would be necessary to study for that exam and get your license, because this is a marvelous hobby. But it's not just the hobby. It's marvelous people. The guy calling the net right now, he's new to this, and he's doing a most fabulous job. And he's stepping out to do us all a good turn, as my mama used to say. I don't know where that came from, a good turn. But anyway, I wanted to get that public service announcement out there, because I think anybody that is listening that's not already a ham should consider that this is a hobby made up of real people. KK4JBQ.
Okay, with that, 100%, Larry, thank you for the comments. And, there's three hams that work at the office, and there's three more that's kind of interested that I've really tried to encourage them to get their license on here before. One of them used to work for Radio Shack. He sold CB radio, so he's familiar with radio a lot. In fact, he's still got some of the CBs at home, and I've tried my best to get him interested in the hobby. But he's almost ready to go for it, but he's just got a lot going on in his life right now. But anyway, I do work on other things other than cars. I've worked on vintage stereo equipment and managed to fix amplifiers, and I've been working on cassette decks here lately, replacing belts. Which, boy, that really tries your patience. But at least you don't get your hands all greasy like you do when you're working on cars.
Gracious, how coincidental. I've been resurrecting a whole bunch of, I think you use the word vintage, radio equipment, stereo equipment. And I had it packed away. We moved here in 99, and these things have been in boxes since 99. That would be very close to 25 years. My tape deck still works marvelous, and no problems with anything. Purchased it in 1985. my turntable. Still, I checked it out as thoroughly as I could, even with a digital scale, and checked the force on the needle, the stylus, as they call it today. 1.5 ounce. It's a P-shell type of cartridge, so that is standard. And I just learned that. I didn't know. It comes without. I was looking around for the counterweight on the back of the tone arm, and there is none. And that's because it's designed to be all cartridges that fit in a P-type tone arm will weigh out at 1.5 grams. Oh, that's a little tidbit that isn't very useful, but anyhow, I'm still learning about it, and I got my stuff to work. I've got records I've never heard, but, you know, and that's what a coincidence. KK4JBQ.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yeah, you just told me something I didn't know. I didn't know somebody made a turntable that was designed to do that with a P-shell and no counterweight. I'll have to ask a friend of mine about that. He buys and sells a lot of vintage stereo equipment. That's kind of interesting. But my latest acquisition is a Technics solenoid control cassette deck, and the thing is absolutely gorgeous. But I think one of the problems is the solenoids are sticking, and it won't go into play mode. You hit the play button, and it sounds like it's running away, but nothing's happening in there. You have to cut it off and power it back on for it to get out of that mode. But as soon as I get the car fixed, I'm planning on working on this, which is may end up being sometime in August or September.
Yeah, you have your time, what do they say, spoken for, yes. Once you get a vehicle apart, it can't stay down for long. It shouldn't stay down for long. You'll be without it, for one thing. I know you have other vehicles, but people do have their favorites among their children and their vehicles, don't they? But, yeah, when you get along to that down in the year, let's have some more conversations about it. I was terribly, but this was before I was married, you know. I was terribly into vinyl, as they call it today. We used to call it records, but, you know, it's cool to say vinyl, isn't it? And so I was into that, and oh, goodness, when I started unpacking some records that I could play. Now, these aren't unplayed, unopened, or anything like that. These are used, well cared for, but used records that I had forgotten that I had. I have 12 Beatles albums that are worth some money if they're unopened and unplayed. Anyway, astounding figures, actually. But I have that, and I can listen to the real stuff. And there is a difference. My ear is not a golden ear, you might say, but I can hear the transients in a phonograph record that isn't there in the CD. I've proven this to myself, and I think I understand why. Both the vinyl record and the CD are from the same master that was recorded on tape. This is the big wide professional tape with the, you know, $10,000 recorders and all of that, and a big mixing board and everything. But now when they mix it down and to something that they're going to master either the CD or the vinyl record with, they do some juggling. And one thing that they used quite a lot, probably still do, is they compress. To sort of even out the highs and the lows, they compress it. And it's a different thing to normalizing, if you're familiar with that term. And that's why I have a Dave Sanborn album. He had a piece on that album called The Dream. And there was a high note on saxophone. There was a high note that carried, and every time I heard it, even in the car, on a cassette car player, it would give me chills. Now, on CDs, got the same record on CDs, no chill. The sound just is different. It follows you differently. What do you think about that? KK4JBQ.
KD and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Tell you what, let me see if there's anybody else out there wanting to check in. We may chat for a few more minutes. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. The net open this late. I'm glad I can make it in. No traffic, no comments. Back to men.
KD, you're on the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no shoot tonight. Good evening to you and Rhonda and all on the net.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I didn't catch the name, but I got KO4JKV. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hopefully I can get a name with that. And you're a little spotty in the repeater. And also, my neighbor over here, Gary. KI4DOS and K3JOY. Good to have you all with us checking in with us tonight, Gary. Hope you all are having a good evening. Tell Miss Joy we say hello. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. Go.
This is KO4JKV. You got my call sign correct, and my name is Duncan, like Dunkin' Donuts or Duncan Hines Deluxe 2. Over.
Thank you for coming back and let me know your name. You're in the repeater a lot better that time. A little noisy, but perfectly readable.
Sounds good. Back to net. Doing a fine job.
Alpha 3 Zulu. Call KC4SKD. Larry KK4JBQ from KC4SKD.
It's KD, KK4JBQ. I'm still here. Want to recognize Duncan up there in North Carolina. Bless his heart. He's in a hole. He's actually surrounded by rocks that don't reflect RF very well. And it's just a miracle that we can hear him. He's a fellow net control. He'll be here Sunday, I surely hope. Anyhow, it's good to hear you, Duncan, and I hope this conversation interests you a little bit. It may interest a lot of people, actually, because I hear that vinyl's coming back. Well, Larry, what do you think about that?
Yeah, there is a difference, and I've got a Technics turntable. It's made in 1981, and it works great. It's direct drive. But you were talking about music a while ago. You mentioned David Sanborn. I've got one of his recordings. And he did an album with Bob James that I like to listen to. Some very easy listening jazz. But one of my favorite recordings, you can look this up on YouTube, it's by the Mystic Moods Orchestra. It's a recording called One Stormy Night. And my dad had that on 8-track when we were kids. That's one of the things he would turn all the lights out in the living room. We were sit and listen to One Stormy Night, and we just thought that was the neatest recording.
Now let me ask, is this the recording where you hear symphonic music blended in with a thunderstorm, a real thunderstorm, and it just seems to carry you away?
That's my wife's favorite album, too. I found it at a secondhand store. I found a copy of it in very good condition. And whenever I say, let's listen to the music, she says, put on One Stormy Night, let's listen to that. It was actually recorded, I think, in Los Angeles in about 1963.
I can't tell you where that is now, but I had it. I purchased it, not in 63, but it had been out for a while, at least by 67, I think, maybe. That day kind of sticks in my head. And I played that thing and played that thing. And finally I made a digital recording. I made a recording on cassette tape, yes, to preserve what was left of the grooves. It is one thing about vinyl is that if your equipment is not in good condition, you are doing damage. Oh, dear. I don't know how that... I'm sorry. KK4JBQ.
I hope everything's okay, but anyway, I agree with that. Did you got to keep...
It's just the hockey pucks. A lot of people have them. I have my problems with them. This is the, well, it looks like a hockey puck. Some people call them smart speakers. Yeah. Not so smart, since I think it's not just listening for its weight word, it's listening to every word you say. Now, I'm speaking into a microphone, as I should, across the element instead of right smack into the element. So I'm speaking sort of into the room and holding the mic to the side. I shouldn't have pops or, you know, sizzles or whatever you want to call them, S's some people call them. It's how I learn to hold a microphone when I speak. Well, I speak out into the room, and my voice, you know, it fills the room. It was just something I said that turned it on, and it was interrupting our conversation, and it's not legal. I don't know if that AI voice has a license. KK4JBQ.
Needing the Blue Ridge Team Ethernet. We could barely hear it. It was so low in the audio. And I think I doubled there with you a little bit too. Anyway, sorry about that.
That's okay. Anyhow, what a coincidence. That stormy night, maybe the full title was One Stormy Night, that, honestly, in all these years, you're the only other person I know that was even aware of the thing. But it was one of my favorite pieces of music also. Easy. Oh, just so easy to listen to. You could listen to it while you go to sleep. You could listen to it seriously and listen to the storm and the music were interleaved. One faded into the other. And it was done so expertly. I listened so many times to that, and every time it surprised me how well it was put together. So thank you for bringing that up. That makes my night. KK4JPQ.
Appreciate you coming back and talking a little bit about cars and audio stuff. And if I think of some other things to suggest to you, I will. But At least that's available on YouTube. What we had as a kid was on 8-track, so you'd be listening right to the middle of it, and all of a sudden it'd go ka-chunk and move to the next track. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD. Comment, I might have missed. Call KC4SKD.
4SKD, comment.
KC4SKD.
KO4JKV, I was one of the last ones to check in, and Larry gave me a shout out, and I was using a rubber duck antenna when I checked in, but I switched over to my business antenna and wondering if I'm coming in any clearer. Over.
Quite a bit of difference there. You're not in the noise level as bad as you were a while ago. There's a marked difference there.
For that, and I'm still using the HT. I got it on max power that I'm running through an ELK antenna, ELK. It's a log periodic antenna, and pointing right towards the repeater about 55 miles away. But I just wanted to test the antenna real fast, and that's all I have to say. Thanks for running the net, and just 73 to everybody else out there.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment there with a handy talkie 55 miles away, and you've got a signal that good. Yeah, that's doing a fine job for you. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, call KC4SKD. JKV, is that all you needed to talk about this evening? I didn't mean to just cut you off.
You're doing fine. I just wanted to chime in, and that's about it. But I'll be monitoring for like 5 to 10 minutes, but just wanted to make sure everything's working. So 73 to you and everybody on the net. Back to net.
That reminds me of something that my brother and I did when he lived in Atlanta. He worked at Stone Mountain Park, and he carried a cubicle quad to the top of Stone Mountain. And we're able to talk simplex to a station in Macon, Georgia. People were looking at it as kind of funny as we were on the Skylift with that antenna, but that was kind of interesting.
It's understandable. I got into the hobby, of course, I was a technician, and I was, 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and that's how I got this antenna. I just wanted to see how far I could get. To get into repeaters far away and also simplex and also do satellite work. But it is amazing what you can do, and especially being up here in the mountains. Like, you can get even as high as the highest mountain in the East Coast on Mount Mitchell and see what you can do on 2 meters. It is really impressive. Over.
I've told this story several times, but I took a digital TV up to Mount Mitchell and a homemade antenna and picked up 73 stations.
That sounds like you should have had that on video. I don't know if you got it on video or not, but that's definitely a good story. And that's one thing I haven't got much into. I know that there is a net every Sunday night in Henderson County, North Carolina, that does slow scan TV, and I've tried it, and I just, but that's interesting. Anything else? If you got high up on a mountain and you were making some contacts like that, I'm just curious, what was your furthest contact over?
We just made a couple of contacts just from the top of Stone Mountain to Macon, Georgia, and that was, I don't know how far that is in mileage, but that was about all we did that day. We didn't stay up there too long.
That. Well, I'll just leave you with this. The wife and I went up on the Blue Ridge Parkway last weekend, and we were down by Mount Pisgah. And we were really far away from my home QTH and almost halfway between this repeater we're talking through right now. And just looking at that span of distance and realizing once it hits that repeater, I can hit other stations like us, a good 50, 60, 70 miles down into the Piedmont in the South Carolina. It's just really amazing how radio goes. But yeah, thanks for that story. And, that sounds good. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, back to you.
Appreciate you coming back and giving us a few comments. Hope you have a good rest of your day. What's left of it? KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional stations? Alpha through Zulu. When we close it down, KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any stations all the way through the alphabet. And bye for net report. KC4SKD now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
KBQ, great net, Larry. Thank you so much for being there. KK4JBQ clear.
I'm glad to do it. I'm still fighting with this old cough, and Rhonda brought me some hot tea in here, which helped out a lot. And anyway, I'm going to take a shower and get ready for bed because I got a busy day tomorrow. Take care. Thanks for the conversation. KC4SKD.